To another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
How are you, Sarah?
How am I? I'm good.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I was trying to think of it. It feels like it was a little while ago. Yeah, MLK Day. So we had like a long weekend and it was good. It was a kind of a good mix between fun and chill, and then didn't feel great on Monday, but that's fine. Not COVID related at all. Just, you know, being a woman.
Hungover.
I wish it was hungover. I wish. No.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I already got over that part that you were going through, but a little bit of fun. Got to see, like, had some friends over to do our arts and crafts night. We usually do, like, we call it our whiskey craft nights, where we drink and do crafts.
Cute. Thanks for the invite.
I didn't know you liked crafts.
I didn't get an invite, everyone. I like whiskey.
Okay, fair enough. We usually drink whatever we happen to have.
What'd you end up making?
So I ended up working on a few things. So my two friends, they ended up working on like their one was teaching the other how to etch glass.
Wow, that sounds very intense.
Little bit, mostly because the friend that was learning, she's an engineer and she's a perfectionist.
Oh.
So the way he was showing her how to do it, you create your own stencil. I'm sure you could do it on the Cricut, but nobody wanted to like sit there and try to configure it with me. But she printed out what she wanted, and then she would cut it with an X-Acto knife, and then tape that onto the glass, and then just add the little the gel onto it, and it would give that frosted look. So she made
That's pretty cool. That sounds way too intense for a craft night if you're involving the alcohol. But...
Right? So afterwards, she's like, I'm done. Because she did it a couple times on some practice glasses, and then she did one for herself, like a rocks glass, and it looked really cool. It just was her initial.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
And the one I worked on multiple things that I had lying around. Like, so Vicky had a present fail.
Oh, no.
So I gave one of my friends. So she opened my present after this. So my friend, same one who was working on the etch stuff, she gifted this friend a cute, dainty little gold necklace with her dog's name on it. It was really pretty. And she says, oh, I really love the dainty, cute little jewelry nowadays. That's kind of where I'm trying to go towards nowadays when it comes to my jewelry. You know, everyone's fashion sense
has
changed.
This is what the friend said.
Yes.
Okay.
That received it. And I'm sitting here like, oh, sorry. I got her two things.
Big chunky necklace or something.
I gave her a big chunky necklace that I made.
Yeah. Oh.
And with matching earrings that were equally chunky.
Oh, that's so awkward. So she said that, and then you gave her a gift.
And I looked at her when she said that. I'm like, oops.
Did she catch on to why?
Yes, she felt bad. She's like, that happened to me, because she did that too with a friend. Like, oh, something annoying, wool blankets. And she's like, sorry.
Oh, that's so awkward.
And I was like, okay. Sorry.
So you still gave her the gift. She opened it.
Well, because, yeah, I had other things in there, too. Like, I got her this really gorgeous print that I knew she would really love.
Well, you thought. Maybe her print style has changed, too.
Oh, I mean, if she didn't like this, I'll take it back, because that was beautiful. Actually, I think I have a picture right here. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. It has little dog prints on
it. Yeah, for her dogs. Like, and so I had the matching earrings.
Chunky.
Yep. It's pretty big compared to what she likes to wear now, I guess. Which is fine. Because, I mean, it's been COVID. I haven't really been able to see people and get, like, the details of the little things they like. And, like, things change.
Well, especially if it changed. Yeah. If she used to really like and wear that stuff, you would never know. She's not into it anymore.
So I asked my friend. So it was her boyfriend that came over for craft night. She doesn't like crafts. And I told her, I'm like, well, I guess you could turn it into a keychain.
Oh, yeah.
And like something. And so she kind of gave me this look like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Because she doesn't like crafts, which is fine.
So did she still accept the gift?
Yeah, like she accepted it. Like she didn't throw it back in my face or anything. She was just like, I'm like, yeah, I know it's not your style. We can do something else. So I asked my buddy who's coming over. I'm like, can you please bring the gift I gave her? And I want to turn it into a keychain.
So did she pretend to like it, though, when she opened it?
No, she just kept saying sorry.
Oh, my God. How long did it take you to make?
It took me a while because this was my first time doing anything with resin.
Okay.
So I did multiple tries.
Oh,
so no. I did multiple like attempts. I still have the crappy ones that I did that didn't come out right. And this isn't something like I would keep because I don't have a pet. Why do I want something with dog prints on it?
Yeah, no, that'd be weird.
So I told
I mean, I think it's weird even that, you know, you do have a dog and you're wearing stuff with dog print. I mean, think that's weird.
She doesn't like
in general, but
I mean, everyone gets her stuff with like with her pets and stuff. So it's just kind of the like, you know, she'll love it because it has something to do with her pet. So I told my buddy, bring the necklace and the earrings and I'm going to redo it and turn it into a keychain because I had gotten some keychain hooks or, you know, the special rings with the cute little hook. And I turned it into a cute little long keychain. So I'm like, hopefully she likes it.
So, and then you gave it back to mm-hmm. her
to
dude.
Him, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to give it to her. Mm-hmm. Did she text you about it?
No.
She didn't say anything about it?
No, I don't know if he gave it back to her. I'm going to message him and be like, did she ever say anything?
When did you give it to him? When did you make it into a keychain?
I gave it
over
to
the
them
weekend?
On Sunday night. So I would assume like maybe Sunday or Monday I would hear something. Or no, excuse me, Monday or Tuesday, but.
Yeah, like, if he gave it to her, you should have.
Right? Even if, like, I mean.
Even if she still doesn't like it and she doesn't know what to do with the keychain, at least like it was the thought that counts that you turned it into something
else
that maybe she'll like.
At least,
you know?
Use or something.
Well, I mean, some people hate chunky keychains too.
I mean, you could definitely hang it off like your rearview mirror or something. Like,
do if, something with it.
Yeah, like if you don't like it, that's fine. But
still, give me a thank you, damn it.
I think that would be nice. Like, if I gave you something that, like, even if I didn't make it, like, even if you don't like it, you always say thank you.
Yeah, and the fact that you even like tried to remake it into something
right.
else. Are you gonna?
I'm messaging
ask?
Right now.
Okay, yeah, you better ask him if he gave it to her. Because then either he forgot to give it to her and then he kind of looks like, oops, sorry, dude, my bad. Or right. he gave it to her and she just.
Cool.
The last time you make anything for her.
Right? Because I've made her plenty of stuff in the past, all involving her dogs. She was like, or dogs. She's had a couple dogs over the years. Like,
and she's been thankful. And
yeah, she's loved a lot of them. Like somewhere like the transfer where you transfer a photo onto a piece of wood. I did
Ooh,
one of her dog
cool.
and I took the picture of her dog too. And it was a really cool picture. Another year I did one where I did this really cool galaxy print. And then I had taken a picture of her with her dog walking. Like it was the crayon art I do. And I took a picture of her in walking her dog, printed it out, cut it out, and I painted it black so it looked like a silhouette
oh.
of her walking her dog. So I thought that was cool. Like,
then,
even if you grow and you're like, you know what, I don't want this on my wall anymore. Like, she's her boyfriend. Like, we all actually do this. Like, I started doing this and he actually gave me one. We get these big, giant file, like, photo art. They're like albums, but they're made for artists to keep their work in so it doesn't get damaged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you go to Comic-Con, you'll see a lot of artists. They'll have them on their desks, on their tables and stuff, and you can flip through and see their art. So, or she was actually saying,
oh!
Hey.
Called her out.
Oops. She was saying that she recently got one, too, to put all her art in because she has so much art. And, you know, as you get older, you want your walls to have a certain look, which I definitely understand. I've definitely changed the way my walls look as I've gone older. It's not so chaotic. It doesn't look like a Red Robin anymore.
You don't have like a bunch of posters and a bunch of just like printed out pictures Mm-mm. of everyone. Like that's how mine used to look.
Right. And that
all
was
all next to each other. There was no right? wall space.
Yes, that was exactly mine. Like all my comic book art and stuff to the point where I'm like, I can't buy anymore because I don't have any space. So I've been getting a lot of these really awesome giant album things and I've been gifted a few so I can collect more art.
Do you just look through them sometimes?
Yeah, it's kind of like a coffee table book for me once I get a coffee table.
Because I'm like, I feel like it's different if they're just kind of put away.
Mm-mm. I keep
if
them
they're
on,
like up, you know, if they're up, you see them every day
right.
all the time. But if they're just in like an album, it's like, how often do you actually like look at that
right
album?
Now they're on my dresser. So every now and then I'll like pull through. But what I've been doing lately too, because I can't stop doing crafts, some of the art is too small It's too big for the smaller albums, but too small for the bigger albums. So I've been taking, I have more scrapbook paper than anybody should ever own, with different prints and styles and everything. Like, it is borderline a disease. I don't know.
Somehow I'm not surprised.
No, like, I look like my office is a Joanne or Fabrics or a Michael's store. Like,
hey, there's some pretty paper in there, so.
There's I got a lot of them because I usually get them on sale. Like, buy one, get two free. Hell yeah, I'm doing it.
Well, and they're not that expensive to begin with. They like 80 cents or something?
No. I get the packets, like the books.
Oh my gosh.
So typically the books are like 20 bucks. There's always a sale, like buy one, get one free. So they're 10 bucks, but I wait until they're $5 to $4 a piece. And that's when I swoop in.
Okay, you don't need that much paper.
You would think. I really don't, but
yeah.
I see a sale and my eyes are like, yes, it's
like
an addict.
I don't use this much paper at all.
More.
I don't know if I ever will.
But and I have worked on some scrapbooks. Like, I did one for my baby brother, but it's also fun for, like, if you're doing like a photo for the wall, like for your wall or whatever, and you need a background. It's really cool, instead of just having it be white. You can do really cool subtle backgrounds that are more, you know, have a little more flair to them.
Ooh, a little more pizzazz.
Which is what I've been doing with the albums. Like, I'll take this artwork I've gotten from Comic-Con and I'll find a page or some background that looks really cool that'll work with it. And I've been having fun doing that, or combining two pictures maybe.
Oh, so, and it doesn't ruin the artwork itself?
No, I use like a very, like a glue stick.
Okay.
Or if it has a plastic on it, like some of it still has plastic sleeves, I'll just leave the plastic sleeve on it and then put it within a new plastic sleeve just to keep it safe. There's some art that I like more than others.
Yeah, I would think like the artist wouldn't want you to put a background to their art. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no. The rule is when it comes to photography or anything, as long as the background does not overshadow the art, it's fine.
Oh.
That was like one of the big rules that we had when I took photography in college, when I did go to college. And eventually flunked out, is the frame and like any kind of background or anything cannot be superior to the photograph or the artwork.
I feel like everyone has a different opinion on that though, don't they?
Well, like if you're trying to get your like, so we would be putting our artwork up on the wall at school. And we were like, we had to critique each other's art, like, oh, this is too cyan, or this is, you know, needs to be more in focus, you know, that kind
this
of thing.
This is ugly.
That kind of a thing. But if you have something like this beautiful, ornate, golden, like, frame, you're not paying attention to the photograph. You're just looking at the frame. That's the idea of it. You want your photograph or your artwork to be seen. So I try to do something that's a little bit more muted. And honestly, I think, like, when they sell these prints at Comic-Con and stuff, they're just happy someone's buying a print.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly.
Even though it's not on the wall, it's in a frame, or it's in a
It's a album. Cool album, yeah. So, I don't own a coffee table yet because I have a little brother who likes to climb on everything. So, I'm waiting until he gets a little older so I can invest in a coffee table.
Oh, like an actual good one? I'm like, yes. Can you just get like a cheap one that doesn't matter?
No,
we
had a glass.
At least he doesn't gnaw on it like a dog.
No, my parents used to have a glass one. And
No.
I accidentally broke it in the move, but it fell.
Accidentally.
No, it fell, but it was glass. But he was little at the time, so it wasn't too bad. He was only like a year and a half old, and he would sit on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my brother fell through a glass one at a hotel one time. Yeah. They're scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I think even if you're a grown adult, like, I don't think I should ever have a glass table ever in my entire life.
Right. Exactly.
Because I'll probably fall through it. Just walking, really. Drunk or sober, to be honest. Would just trip.
Yeah. Although I need to figure out how much they cost. They're probably like $500, but I found the ultimate coffee table.
Is it a really pretty color?
It has lights, so you can do the lighting effect.
Ooh,
underneath.
That's cool.
But this MF-er has like a refrigerator on the inside. You can connect your phone to charge it.
The coffee table?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's too much for me. I'm all in for the lights because that just sounds trippy, but like the rest of it,
Let me see. Ultimate. Let's see if I can find it.
No wonder why it's like at least $500 if it has like a refrigerator in it.
But it's subtle. Like, it's not like you can tell it looks like a fridge. Yeah, they're like $1,000.
Yeah. That sounds like the ultimate like bachelor table to have.
And I kind of want it.
Because that'd be like the sickest trick. Like, some ladies come over and you're like, oh, hey, can you get me a beer? It's just right there. You know what I mean? And be like, wow, look, it's a fridge too. Cool.
Won't let me open it.
That's probably good. You don't need to look at it.
Well, I wanted to show you.
Popping up ads on your computer, tempting you.
I definitely will not spend $1,000 on a coffee table.
I don't know if I believe that.
if I had more money, like to like just where I'd feel comfortable doing it, then sure. But so it has like a fridge. So it looks like an all white kind of coffee table situation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it does look
It looks
normal.
Just like a square.
Yeah, and it has
or
like
rectangle,
a black,
I guess.
Sleek
top.
Actually, that is pretty cool.
And it's got a drawer for your snacks. It's got outlets, plug-ins, USB ports. It has Bluetooth, I think, so you can play music from it. There's lighting underneath.
You would never have to leave.
I wouldn't have to leave like that area.
Actually, it's kind of cute, too.
I mean, it doesn't look bad, for sure. It's got
everything. Yeah, it just
looks
like normal. Wow.
I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. For $1,000, though?
Not that cool.
At least you won't, like, fall through it and break it.
Right. So maybe once my little brother gets older, and then I can display my artwork on this coffee table with all my snacks. But speaking of jewelry and this weekend, I hear you kind of flipped your lid over some jewelry.
Okay.
Just to make sure. This has nothing to do with your engagement ring, right?
No. No, it does nothing.
I was going to say.
Thank
I'm like,
goodness. No, my engagement ring is still intact. I knock on wood. I haven't lost it yet. I've had dreams about losing it. I wake up in a panic and like make sure it's still on sometimes.
Mm-mm.
But no, I think maybe I need your opinion. I need the listeners' opinions because maybe I am overreacting.
Okay.
My friend sent me a picture of her left hand with a diamond band.
Okay.
It didn't have like a ring, but it had
it was a ring, but it didn't have a giant stone.
Correct. Yeah. But it was diamonds all around it. It kind of looked like a wedding band. Right.
Okay.
And she said, her birthday was recently. And so she said, I forgot to tell you what my boyfriend gave to me for my birthday, .. and send us just a picture of her hand. And the ring. And I freaked out. Like, I sent her a video and I was like, you can't just send us a picture and say, look what I got for my birthday and like no other contacts. Like, I was like, is this an engagement ring? Like, oh my gosh, are you a fiance now? Like, what's happening? Like, tell us everything. Like, I went to all of her profiles to see if she posted anything else about it. I was so confused.
Not? She had nothing posted?
She had nothing posted. Nothing okay. posted about anything, right?
Okay.
And so then I was like, oh my God, I think she's engaged. Like I was telling my fiance, like I was like, oh, this is so exciting. And then she just texts back and says, ha ha ha, no, I knew that was going to be your reaction. It's a promise ring.
How long has she been with her?
A promise ring.
How long has she been with her together?
About 5 years.
Okay.
A little longer than me and J-Rubs have been together. She's a few years older than me.
Okay.
She's in like her like early to mid 30s. I would say like I think she's like 33, 34-ish.
Okay.
Yes. And she
if she was with the guy for maybe a year, but
he's a little younger, but he's probably like 30,
okay.
right? So he's not that young. So she just writes, it's a promise ring, we're not engaged, and I was like typing and I was gonna say like, well, I said a promise for what? What is this promise ring about? And then I wrote, which J-Rubs had me delete, I was going to say we are too damn old for promise rings. And I asked my fiance if I should say that. And he said, no, you should probably delete that part. And I was like, okay, well, can I ask her what the hell? A promise to do what? A promise to eventually get engaged? Like, in my opinion, we're too old for promise rings. That was like, so high school.
My thought is a promise ring, there's two reasons you would get one. One is to promise that you will get engaged sometime. Like when you're in your teenage, early 20s, maybe, especially if you've been dating for a very short time. Sure. Why not? Not my thing, but you do what you're going to do. Or it's a promise ring that you're not going to have sex until you're married.
Yeah.
Those are the two types of promise rings.
That's what J-Rub said. He was like, I mean, don't usually people give it to it like in high school and it's like a promise to not have sex until they're married. And I was like, isn't that a purity ring? Like,
I mean, technically it could be both, like your promise to God that you're going to save your virginity till he got married. I never got mine. I never got it because I was supposed to get mine at my quinceañera. I didn't have one. So
you're supposed to get a purity ring at your quinceañera?
It's a promise ring. Like, yeah.
From who?
From like your family. Like you're gifted it. Like this is like you saying to the Lord, you're going to wait till you're married. And I worked at a bridal store that sold quinceañera stuff for like a hot minute when I was like 18. And they were like the gaudiest looking things.
Because they would be like really weird.
They'd be
to
gold
me.
With like the number 15 on it for your quinceañera. I'm like, these are ugly.
And like your family would gift it to you?
I guess. It's because it's your really like they would go through the church to do the ceremony and stuff.
Also, you were probably way much of a hoe before your 50th birthday.
I wasn't.
You weren't?
No.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you lost it like either 15.
I lost it at 15, but I was with the same person for like 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, still, even if you had your quinceañera, even if you were with them for 2 years, you're supposed to get married, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, like I never had my quinceañera. Like we didn't start dating till I was already 15.
Oh, well, that's good at least.
Yeah. So a few months late on that one. Anywho,
you didn't have it, so you didn't have to break it.
Yeah.
So, yes, I just asked her a promise for what. I was like,
give me the info.
She was like, no, she said like, oh, a promise for him to always get me jewelry or something. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Like, and I was like, but are you going to wear it on your left hand? Are you going to wear it on your ring finger? Like, I was trying to be
supportive, but get more information.
Yes. But also like, what? Like,
trying to get her to see the ridiculousness.
And she is like a very like straightforward, very like no BS person.
Do I
like,
know this person?
You've probably met her, but you don't know her very well.
Is it the sister of a friend that got married?
No.
Okay, cool. That's only one I could think of that has a significant other, I think.
No, yes, you probably met her in passing at parties. She comes to my birthday and stuff, but she's like a very like no nonsense. So I was like, is she actually happy about this? Did she wish it was a proposal? Am I? Because then I went to Jared and I was like, babe, if you gave me a mother effing promise ring after we had talked about marriage, we talked about getting engaged, we had been dating for this long, we are this old, I would flip my S. And I was like getting kind of heated like this. And he's like, okay, babe, but remember, I didn't do that. Like, so I
don't
actually
get mad at me.
He literally was like, okay, you need to calm down a little because remember, this isn't about me. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. But I'm just curious. Am I overreacting for my reaction for her? Like, I want to meet up with her in person and be like, well, how did he do this? Did he just say, like, did he wrap up a gift? Did you think it was a proposal? Did you? Because they had been talking about getting married, you know? This wasn't like an out of the world idea that it would be an engagement ring. It just wasn't. Well, so I'm like, what? J-Rose is like, dude, honestly, he probably should have just waited. Maybe he couldn't afford something right now, like an engagement ring, like one with a diamond maybe. But he was like, he still should have just waited a few more months, saved up his money, and then done it.
Right. That makes a lot more sense.
Like, rather than just doing it now? Like, what are you promising at 30? Like, you should know or not, especially like 5 years of being together.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
And it like looks like a wedding band. It looks like it would go with, you know what I'm
with
like.
With a ring, yeah. With an engagement ring. Yeah, that's. Okay, so I probably wouldn't have gotten as heated as you did.
I'm sweating right now.
But
I'm
on your side on this.
Okay.
Like, I feel like you had a mostly reasonable reaction.
Okay, so what if I had sent you a picture of me wearing a ring like that? Right, a few months, like when I did get proposed to, but I sent you to it and said, oh my God, look what I got for my birthday.
I would have immediately thought it was an engagement ring.
And then I told you it was a promise ring.
I'd be like, congratulations, ?
Yeah, promise for what, right?
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't have gotten mad, but I would, like, because if you're excited about it, I wouldn't have wanted you to, like, I wouldn't have poo-pooed on your excitement of the day, right? Because I want you to be happy. And if you're happy, why would I poo-poo that, right?
See, that's what I couldn't really tell through, like, the messaging is, like,
was she excited or was she, like, exactly. This is all I'm going to get. I'll be happy for it.
Exactly. Like, I couldn't tell. And then that's why I would want to meet with her in person and be like, okay, tell me the details about how you got this.
And did he get on down on one knee? Like,
exactly. Like, and was it in a box or?
Was it just, like, a random gift? Like, here you go.
And really, where are you going to wear it? Because she sent a picture. I don't know if that was a joke part of it being on her ring finger. But I was like, bitch, it's on your ring finger and it's a diamond. Like, you're engaged. Like, in my opinion. Like,
because, I mean, I know there's have you seen, like, the Celtic knot heart rings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I had an ex, like, we would do this. Like, so he got me, we both had one. And you'd wear it, if you wore it on your right hand with the heart pointing outward, that meant you were single. And if you wore it, I mean, on your right hand, outward, single. If you wore it inward on your right hand, that means you were in a relationship. And then if you wore it on your left hand pointing outward, it meant you were engaged. And if it was pointing inward, it meant you were married.
Oh my gosh, who pays attention that closely?
I don't know, but that was like what we did like at the time. So I'm like, cool, you know, we're in a relationship. So I wore my ring.
Yeah.
Because I was 22 and so freaking, I knew everything.
Even like,
I don't know. I mean, like if she was in her early 20s, I'd be like, good for you. All right, sure. But just.
Yeah, I would still probably be like, annoyed if we had been together this long. Mm-hmm. I'd probably still be like, what the hell? But. I mean, looking back, then maybe, okay, that's a smarter thing. You're in your early 20s. You still have, like, a lot of growing to do. But it's like early 30s?
Like, or even if it was, like, I really saw this ring. It's not an engagement ring, but it's really pretty, and I wanted to give it to you. Like, it's, like, something like that. It's like, here's a gift of a ring. Like you would do, like, with earrings or a necklace or something. It's made me think of you. So here's a gift. But it's at that point, It's just like salt in the wound. Like, I want to, like, assuming she wants to get engaged.
Yeah. I mean, they had talked about it. They, you know, she thought she saw like a ring at his mother's that she was eventually going to get, well, like months ago. And like, so it's been out there, you know, it's been, I don't know if it's been how much of a conversation it's been, but it's definitely been out there. So I'm like, yo, if the girl thinks you're going to get a proposal at some point, soonish, don't give her a ring.
No,
you should have just got her earrings.
That's kind of my thinking too.
Or a bracelet, or a necklace, or an anklet, or like,
or a freaking Apple Watch. Something.
Anything else? Yeah. So I'm like, I mean, I want to be happy for her, but like, I don't know if she's happy or if she's like, I didn't want to rain on her parade, but I also wanted to be like, what the hell? What is this promise ring for?
That's weird. I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm with you on it. I'm glad you didn't blow up on her, especially if it was a group chat.
So it wouldn't have been cool if I had, well, what did I say? I said, what is this promise for? And it would have been okay if I said we're too old for promise rings?
Or is was this in a group chat?
Yes.
I would not have done that.
Well, there were two other girls and one of the other girls was like, what the hell? Where's the proposal? And
she actually said that? Okay.
I liked that.
I feel like if she had said that already... And you're like, what is this?
It wasn't already. It wasn't already. I was first at this. And then I was like, you need to show him this group chat because we ain't having this promise ring. I don't know. I just was like, wow. Like, usually I don't like to be like, we're too old for stuff. I always like to be like, we're young. We can stay cool. But like this, I'm like, we're too old for this.
Yeah. I feel like that is a very high school-ish thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And I think everyone should know that by now.
We need the listeners because we have a couple guys too who listen to this podcast. We want to know from all of you guys and gals, what do you guys think of this whole promise ring in your 30s?
Yes, especially after dating for what, like close to 5 years.
See, like, and like the only other thing I would think would be quote unquote okay, but not in this situation because she wants to get married. Like I have an aunt who was with this guy since I was a little kid. Like I remember being 7 years old and they were together, or 10 years old and they were together. So they were together for at least 10, 15 years.
Dang.
But they both owned companies together. Like they owned different parts of companies and they owned a company together.
Okay.
Cause my aunt's a go-getting businesswoman kind of lady.
Baller.
And because there was a lot of money involved, they decided to never get married officially.
Yeah.
But he got her a ring, like a big old ring. And so she would wear that. So they were married in spirit, if you will, but legally.
Were they engaged? Cause people get engaged, but not married.
No, like, I mean, technically she just called it her wedding band and she would call him her husband.
Oh, but it was a lie.
But on paper, it was just easier. A lot is like I see a lot of like Mexican families do this, like especially if like a gal, my cousin for example, had a child out of wedlock.
Oh my god!
And like she's with the baby daddy, like they're like he's a great guy. I got to meet him last year. Super awesome family unit, but they're not married. Like they've just been dating this entire time. They're boyfriend and girlfriend, and so a lot of times they'll just refer to him as her husband.
Oh, just so like people don't have questions.
Yeah, that's either that or it's just easier because it's like, well, they're practically, you know, a husband and a wife. Like they're just missing the signature. So I think that's what my aunt was doing too. Just like makes it easier. Like, well, who is he? What is he to you? You know, if you're not married, it's just easier. It's my husband. But she got a pretty ring out of it. But then she found out he cheated on her. So
what?
So it made life easier in the sense of businesses and money wise. It was better for legally and like business wise to not get married, to not have all that thing, all those things combined, and then having to split everything up when they got, because she like basically was like, get the hell out of here, kind of a situation.
Did she keep the ring?
I don't know. I never asked her.
Ooh.
But like she was depressed for a while. This is why she's a Patty. And then it's like, screw it. I'm going to do all the things I've always wanted to do. So because, you know, she's got the money for it. She decides, I'm going to take up golf. I'm going to take up kickboxing. I'm going to get a personal trainer. And she's like gotten liposuction and she got laser hair removal on her downstairs. Like what she proceeded to tell me is a great idea.
So now is she just like fine?
She ended up hooking up with her personal trainer and they've been together ever since.
What?
It's a younger man.
Wow. At first I was like, this is a sad ending. But no, that's phenomenal. No,
I think he's like 10 years younger than her.
Oh my gosh. So she's like a little coug.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for her. But that was the thing. Like she, like that would be the only other time I would maybe see like a ring. But even then, like she got a big old honking ring. I don't think it was real, but you know what I mean. Like, not, I mean,
well,
it might have been zirconium or blah, 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 whatever that is.
Oh yeah. The fake stuff.
But I mean, but it's still pretty nice. Yeah, it's nice.
And it can still be expensive. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. She's got
it. I mean, that's, I mean, that makes sense. But I don't know if that's what's happening here. And that's why I asked what kind of promise. And she said a promise to always buy me jewelry. And I was like, I don't know if this is a joke or not. You know?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. But I'm curious to see what you guys all think. Because I was shocked and flabbergasted and was less just like, if that happened to me, whoa! I would not be cool with it.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely time to sit and talk to the person.
Yeah, well, I'm like, okay, that's why she didn't like post it all over, because it's not big news. Mm-hmm. A promise ring ain't big news, but I think that's why she probably sent it to the few of us, because maybe she thought it was funny / she knew that I would have, oh my god, reaction, are you engaged, you know? And then be like, nope. But then it's like, oh, awkward.
So this reminds me, I really got down a rabbit hole last week of Am I the A-hole stories, especially since I've been listening to a lot of them via Facebook, because they'll do like story time, Reddit story time, and they'll have like a robot voice reading different Reddit stuff.
Oh.
So I've gotten into a lot of these Am I the A-hole stories because of it. And this one I read last week, which kind of ties into what we're talking about when it comes to rings.
Okay.
But this is somebody who freaked out over their ring.
Who would do that?
So this person says, am I the a-hole for buying my fiance a lab-grown diamond and refusing to exchange it for a natural stone? Okay, so this guy is 30 years old and he proposed to his then girlfriend of 27 years old of 5 years last month. And it was wonderful. She said yes, and we were never happier. So last week is when the trouble started, and she asked me how much I had spent on the ring. I told her that I spent about $20,000 on it and I had been squirreling away for the last 10 years.
20 grand? Whoa.
He says, when I first started saving, I was planning on buying a kit car, but when I started seriously considering proposing, I decided it was worth spending the money on the ring. So she was initially floored that I spent so much money, but later became suspicious that I had managed to get such a large stone, 3.6 carats for the price, and I asked to see the diamond certificate I got with the ring. I, of course, showed it to her. I thought she was worried that I had been duped for buying a fake. And when she saw it was a lab-grown diamond, she got really upset that I didn't buy her a real diamond.
Ay, ay, ay.
This reaction stunned me for a couple of reasons. Firstly, I had always been open in my distaste for the natural diamond industry. And secondly, because I had employed the assistance of her friends and mother, and everyone agreed that she wouldn't care if the diamond was lab grown. Over the last week, I have explained to her multiple times my reasons for going with lab grown. It's better for the environment. I know the exact origin of the stone. So I know it's not a conflict stone like a blood diamond. Do you know what that is?
No.
Blood diamond is what they called diamonds that were mined by like child slaves or just a lot of awful things. I think there's a movie on it. There's just a blood diamond. Yeah, there's like a lot of people that either die or are manipulated or something awful to get these diamonds. So that's what he means. Like, he knows it's not a conflict stone. And ultimately, it's a better value for the money, and I wanted to get her the most beautiful ring possible. And that lab-grown diamonds are in every way real diamonds, and that they are also indistinguishable from natural ones, unless you look at the certificate. I've also pointed out that she had no clue and would have never known if I hadn't told her the price of the ring. But she insists that she can tell a difference, and it's just not the same. Yesterday, she asked me if I would be willing to exchange it for a natural stone of equivalent value. Normally, I would be happy to, but I spent months searching for the perfect ring for her. And also, though value was the biggest reason for me, the idea of potentially getting a blood diamond really does sicken me. So I said no and said if she wanted to give the ring back and end our relationship, that's fine, but I would not exchange it. She called me an a-hole and went to stay the night with her parents. Since then, I've received multiple texts from her friends telling me to just acquiesce and exchange the ring, and ultimately, I will if it means saving the relationship, but I feel like this is something worth being firm on. So the Too Longden ring is the engagement ring I bought for my fiancé. It contains only lab-grown diamonds, and she wants to exchange it for one with natural diamonds, but I would strongly prefer not to. Who is the a-hole?
Oh, this is a good one! Is it possible to... So she doesn't want... Even if it's like a lesser carat or whatever.
That's what she's saying.
So
she wants something that costs $20,000.
$20,000, which I don't know if lab grown and natural, if they're the same like carat size, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like for the same price.
I think the carats are the same because it's all the same. It's the same type. Like it looks the same. It's all the same. It's just the price is different because if you're going through to the other avenues, it costs more money to get those diamonds.
So if she has a 3-point something, it might be equivalent to a 2-point something in real diamonds. Is that right?
Something?
Or is it going to be the same 3-point? If it's 3.5, it's going to be 3.5.
It's going to be the same. Like, it's going to be the same size. So think of the carats as like the size. So it'd be like saying it's, you know, 1 pound versus 1 pound. That
okay,
thing.
So it's going to be
price,
the same.
Yeah, but it's going to be price different. Like, so 1 pound of gold is going to be more than 1 pound of silver kind of a thing. Does that make sense?
So the lab-grown is going to be cheaper than the real deal, but she just wants 20 grand no matter what.
Yeah, right? That's how much it costs. Yeah.
So she doesn't want him to spend more for the lab-grown to be the same size.
Yeah.
Or for the real deal to be the same size as the lab-grown. Okay. Is there a way to do it without the blue... The blood diamond. Thank you.
The thing is, you don't really know. It's very hard to go back.
Any
natural diamond.
Any natural diamond could be. Is that why the fiance didn't want to get a natural diamond?
Yes. Because it's kind of like the whole vegan mentality. It's like, you know what? It's really nice and everything, but I'd prefer not to do something that doesn't have vegan things.
Mm.
That kind of idea. Like, there's some people that have these morals. That they stick to. They're like, this is very important to me.
So there's no way of telling. Because obviously,
You don't know.
This is a tough one. Honestly, dude, I don't necessarily think he's being an a-hole, but I do think he should exchange it for what she wants. I know he went through all the rigmarole of getting it, of really putting in the time, talking to her mom and friends and this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, she's going to be the one wearing this, hopefully, for the rest of her life. And if she's not wanting you to spend even more money, then I think just exchange it and make her happy.
My thing is, if this is how she reacts to something like this, like, what does that say for the future?
Like, I mean, very true. However, like, I was very adamant of, like, I would... Yes, as much as like I would want my fiance to surprise me and talk to all my friends and this and that. Nobody knows better. Nobody knows what I like better than me. So as much as it ruins the surprise, like talk to me about what I want because my friends and family, they know me, but they're not going to know me as well as I do.
Although
I think that was like the first kind of.
Although I did call what kind of ring you'd want on the first guess.
That's true. But you probably didn't know that I wanted diamonds around it and this, that, and the other. And I want it to be simple and classy, but like still so heart-shaped.
Yeah.
But everyone kind of guessed that. Everyone was either like, oh, you want a pair of lips or a heart. And I'm like, okay, guys.
I probably would have gone with, like, if I had to pick out your perfect ring, it would have been a heart-shaped. And based on when you said
you wanted like a different color, though.
No. Well, because you said You're not going to guess. Mine's really out there. So I went really out there. I'm like, it's a pink diamond.
Yeah, no.
In the shape of a heart.
All silver, all classy. I don't want no color in mine.
And then I would have just imagined either like maybe one or two diamonds next to it and then like a silver simple band. That would have been my guess. But
no. See, even though that sounds pretty, I still probably would have been like, no. We're returning this to exactly what I want. So I don't know if she wanted to do the whole mystery of like not knowing what to get or this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, she didn't get what she really wanted. I know you think it's stupid. It is stupid for a lot of people, but a lot of people do like that authentic, grown in whatever natural diamond thing. Like, that's important for a lot of people. Kind of like you get a Coach bag. Some people are fine with the knockoff Coach bag that looks exactly the same. Other people want the real authentic deal one. So I'm like, if you still want to marry her and she's not having you spend more money, like, it's just going to continue to be a headache. She's always going to have it on and you know that she's not going to be satisfied. I think it's just going to cause more problems if you don't get it fixed the way she wants.
Let's see what other people had to say.
What do you say?
I feel like, really, she's complaining.
Say they're going to stay together. So now, like, just say that's like off the table. Like, they're going to stay together no matter what. Do you think he should?
I think he should go back and get her a $10,000 ring or a much cheaper ring. Like, I don't.
Okay, well then honestly, she's probably going to leave him then.
Right. Honestly, like, I feel like she's acting like a little brat.
So you think she's being the a-hole?
Yeah, because she didn't even know it was like wasn't a real one until then and there. And like, what does it matter?
Some people, it really does matter, though.
It's honestly just a status thing. And for me, like, that kind of thing just bugs me. Like, that's just why I think she's an a-hole. Like, that's just me. But let's see what other people say. It's like, this is a pretty good sign on how the actual wedding and marriage will go, in my opinion. Not the a-hole. You're trying to look out for the world. If a real stone was that important to her, she probably would have brought it up, being against wanting lab-created diamonds at some point in your relationship, or at least with her friends and her mom, because he went through those avenues. Like, if that was that important, right? She's being picky and she should have been happy about the ring, which, by the way, sounds gorgeous. And I commend you for your effort into looking for the options for so long. Keep being a dope person. Also, I can't imagine asking my partner what they spent on the ring for me unless it was for insurance purposes, but it just feels tacky as well. Someone else is not the a-hole. You spent $20,000 on a ring and she isn't happy. I think you have bigger fish to fry. What's going to be enough for her? Not the a-hole. I can't understand why you would want to be with somebody who is willing to actually end a relationship over a non-conflict diamond that was given to her out of love and a hope for a future together. Mind-boggling to me how much of an a-hole she's being, and I can't imagine what else she demands or will demand from you going forward. Someone else just says, don't marry this woman. So someone else says, not the a-hole. I hate it when people don't appreciate gifts and demand more. This is a red flag. You might have to think about the sort of lifestyle she wants and what you can actually give. If someone is willing to end a relationship over materialistic things, it's not going to last unless you're a millionaire. And that's kind of one of the things I told my brother with like the last girl he dated. I was like, it's not a bad thing to want these things, to want very expensive like jewelry or cars or a home or clothes or anything. There's nothing wrong with that. But I told my brother, I'm like, that's not who you are. So it doesn't make sense that you're with a person who this is who they are and this is their personality. So like, I told him, like, I'm giving you in a big extreme, like on your wedding, like I don't picture you spending like $100,000 on a wedding, which is probably what she would spend because she wanted a $10,000 ring. Mind you, this girl was like 20 years old. I'm like, really, babe? Like, calm down. Like, you know, it's like, no, like, that's not what you're into. So why would you go into a relationship in the long term with somebody like that?
Like, I mean, some people just fall in love, man.
Yeah, that was not love. What my brother.
Oh, that was lust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I'm the only one that agrees that he should just do it. I don't think he's being an a-hole at all. I just think he should, if he still wants to marry her. Like, you don't want her to wear something that she doesn't like.
Yeah. I get that point, like, not wearing something you don't like. But the reason why she doesn't like it just seems very stupid to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not into designer clothes and designer bags and this, that, and the other. But a lot of people are. And I think it's stupid. And I think you literally could get a knockoff one for
a third of the price.
Not even a third. Like, an eighth of the price.
Right.
But some people love that. Just knowing it's the real deal. It's not my style either, but hey, if you're going to like deal with someone.
I might even give her a little wiggle room if I found out that like the diamond he had was like a cubic,
zirconium.
Yeah. Like, okay, you know what? It's not a diamond. Okay, whatever. Like, I might give her a little bit more leeway there and being like, okay, I can understand you really were set on a stone. Like, for me, I know I want, like, I don't want, like, a diamond. I want, like, a different colored stone for sure whenever I get engaged.
But not a cubic zirconium or do you
Look, care? I don't care. Like, I mean, I've seen some really cool ones that have, like, blue stones, like, and they're all different types of stones, like tourmaline and other, like, there's some other really cool looking stones out there.
And they're cheaper.
What
color do you want? Do you know?
I'm torn. I've seen some really cool ones.
Ooh.
Because I get all these, I started following one on Instagram that had popped up, like, sponsored posts. And I'm like, God, this artwork, like, the girl does it herself. And I'm like, it's so pretty. So I get all the ads now for it. And I just kind of want to buy them just to have them. I'm like, they're so pretty.
Are they expensive, though, if she does them herself?
I haven't looked because then I might buy it.
Don't do it.
Exactly. But yeah, like it's a real diamond. Like it would pass the diamond test. Like when you see those videos of you'll have to look them up. It's so funny. They have these like they look like giant pens and you put on where the diamond is. And if it beeps, it'll kind of go up like this little color spectrum. Like doot, 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 doot. And if it beeps, it means it's a real diamond.
Oh, yeah. I remember we talked about the guy going around to school.
Like, checking on real diamonds.
Checking on all the teachers. Yeah, teachers' rings to see if they're real or not.
And so I would get, like, if it was one of those, like, and she finds out it's not real, okay, I can maybe understand that. But if it's going to pass the diamond pen test, what does it matter? That's my thing. Like, it passes the test. It's fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people don't even care if it passed the test or not,
exactly.
You know, and other people do care if it's cubic zirconium or not. So right. It's just kind of like, I would just not want to deal with the headache. And if you spent this amount of money already and she's not having you spend more, just exchange it. If she doesn't really like it, then she doesn't really like it. Like, I don't know. Like, that's why I wanted to be a part of creating the ring I have, because I know myself and I wouldn't want to wear something every day if I didn't like it. I would be very upfront about it.
I did find some people that agree with you, actually scrolling down this list.
Oh, it's about time.
Because this is on BoardPanda.
That is right.
Okay.
Give it to me.
This person says, I am ready for downvotes because I'm going against the grain. You are the a-hole. The issue isn't natural versus lab grown. The issue is that you didn't communicate and you didn't ask her what she wanted. Mm-hmm. You don't get to buy her your dream ring. My thing is, like, I'm curious if he did communicate, like, hey, what style you want? And they just never thought to bring up lab grown versus.
Yeah, but if he brought it up with the mom and the friends.
Yeah, like that's what I'm curious. Like, I wish there was more info on that. Anywho, you should buy her an equivalent of her dream ring, and she's the one you're buying it for, and she's the one who has to look at it every day. And if it sickens you to buy blood diamonds, that's a valid thing to discuss before you start the buying process. And also, I think you're the a-hole for spending $20,000 on any ring, but that's not what we're voting on specifically.
That's funny.
Someone says, everyone is hating on this girl, but I wouldn't want to wear a ring I don't love on my finger every day for the rest of my life. If it was expensive, I would be more upset because he spent all that money but didn't bother checking to see if it was something I would like.
Thank you.
A thought gift means more to me than an expensive one. And just because he spent a lot of money doesn't mean she's an a-hole. Maybe that makes her makes me the a-hole. Regardless, now seems like a good time to tell my boyfriend I don't want a lab-made diamond, this particular person to her boyfriend. My thing, I think I would be pissed off. I mean, you spent $20,000 on a ring that I might lose. I would be
Hopefully
pissed.
Hopefully you have that insured, though. Because I didn't know insurance. Okay, I didn't even know you get insurance on rings. And then when we made the ring, she was like, yeah, the insurance. And I'm like, what? You didn't? What? And you're supposed to have insurance for wherever the ring is living at the time.
Right.
So I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, in case you like lose it. And I was like, oh, well, that's really cool, actually.
But like, I feel like I still wouldn't want a super expensive ring, because even if I got it replaced with the exact same one, it's not the same. Like, I had somebody break one of my favorite mugs. Like, my old roommate accidentally broke one of my favorite mugs. And she got me the exact same one. I'm like, it's not the same. Because my cousin was the one that gave me the original mug. And I was like, I mean, I know she, like, my cousin, like, it was whatever. But I'm like, it's not the same.
I wonder if I would feel the same. I mean, the diamond that I have was
yours part is special.
Of his mom, one of his mom's rings, which is super cool. But, like, when I look at it, I don't, like, think of that. I'm just like, ooh, sparkly. No. You know, I'm not like, oh, wow, this is so special. Like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm like, it's special because, like, my man gave it to me. But, like, let's say, like, tomorrow, like, he replaced it with the exact same looking ring. I probably wouldn't be able to tell a difference. Let's get real.
Now, I'm curious if you can find a ring, like, just do multiple rings. Like, okay, I'm going to put different carats of rings here. One's lab grown, one's real. And you have to, if you can pick.
Or even cubic zirconium, I wouldn't be able to probably tell.
But like, I think that, not that he should do this, but I think it would be funny. It's like, all right, bitch, here's 10 different, you know, sizes of rings.
10 different
rings. And if you can pick out, you know, more than half of the ones that are real, like blood diamonds or not, whatever, real, like natural diamonds, if you will, I'll get you the natural one.
Dude, he should do that.
That'd be funny.
But, like, then he'd have to get, like, multiple $20,000 rings.
No, I mean, like, go to the jeweler and be like, see if you can pick it out, bitch.
Then you can have it, bitch. Yeah. Right? Well, I'm glad some people agree with me with that he is the a-hole. I don't really think he is being an a-hole, but I do kind of just think he should.
You don't think she's the a-hole either.
I mean, she's bougie AF. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I would definitely say that. Like,
for her being surprised that it was $20,000, I'm not saying that they don't have a lot of money, but I'm just saying they don't have enough. Like, I don't feel like they're super, super rich that is the kind of money they could just blow on anything, you know?
Well, and he'd been saving for 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's a long ass time.
I'm like, babe, you know what $20,000 could get us? A freaking couple of months in Europe. Like, yeah. At the fanciest places.
Probably not, actually.
Like 2 months.
Really?
Well, maybe not the fanciest places, but decent places.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Isn't it like... Yeah.
There's some European countries where it's pretty cheap.
Well, it's like a lot to get there, though. Isn't it over like a grand?
Yeah, well, like right now, the plane tickets aren't that bad. I've been looking into it.
It's maybe not that much, but still, 20 grand. But if she's willing to get the same price, yeah, just do it. Bite the bullet.
Yeah, well, I am curious to what everyone else has to say.
Me too.
I'm just seeing if this guy has posted any more about it recently, see if they've broken up or not. Like, I'm kind of trying to do my little research.
That would be the worst ever if they broke up over this.
I mean,
if you've been dating for a little while, you got to know if your bitch is bougie or not. Like, yeah. And sometimes people have, like, there are certain things. They really should have discussed this before.
Right. No, if I find any update on this, I will let you know. But as of right now, I'm not really seeing an update.
Yeah, keep us posted because we want your opinions too. And please tell me all your opinions on promise rings in your 30s.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.